Now more of America Weekend. America
Weekend. I want your DOR.
No, sir.
I want your DOR.
I ain't gonna quit. The lifters
are where we belong. You're out.
Don't you do it. Don't you. I got nowhere else to go.
Wow. It's very dramatic.
Sounds like John Belushi.
I want you to love me. I want anyone to love me. I just want out.
Richard Gere and the officer and a gentleman. Up Where We Belong was Joe Cocker, Jennifer Warren singing the theme from An Officer and a Gentleman. Song hit number one this week in 1982. The movie was also number one at the box office. Filmed on a little island that is halfway between Seattle and Vancouver. In those little islands, that island chain, it's up Edmonds and that whole area up in there. I remember Megan and I, this is my story, Chucker, of figuring or finding this out. My daughter and I, a number of years ago, flew from Seattle on one of those little planes from the lake up to the World's Fair that was being held in Vancouver. We were staying, Bob Kay, my GM at the time, was running King Radio in Seattle. So I was staying at his house, and Brendan was sick. So Megan and I decided we'd spend the day up at the World's Fair. And so we took off on this plane, and it was so foggy, but they were hugging the ground until they get to a point where the fog was so bad they had to land. So it's a pontoon plane. We landed on the water and went into this little, just teeny little port, and found out when we were in there, it was the little island where An Officer and a Gentleman had been filmed. The only thing that was there was McDonald's. I mean, there was nothing else there.
Did you get a souvenir French fry?
I didn't, as a matter of fact. All right, so anyway, that was that movie still kind of holds up.
It's a really good movie. Yeah. It was a huge hit in its day, and Lou Gossett Jr. won the Oscar for Best Supporting
Actor. I was thinking about him. He was recently on an episode, some television show. I'm trying to remember which one it was. I mean, the guy's got to be in his mid to late 70s by now.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
he? Easily?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But a mainstay of a lot of action flicks, certainly in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
I don't think he ever had the career that he really should have had.
Might have had.
79.
Is he 79?
He's primarily known for Officer and a Gentleman in his role in Roots, the miniseries in the 70s. But, yeah, he's
well, but he also did those Eagle, those Air Force.
Iron Eagle.
Okay, so this is a tribute to Louis Gossett and also to Officer and a Gentleman. So who was the, I remember Gere, why can't I remember the lady who was the?
Deborah Winger.
Winger, that's right, too. Yep, nicely done. It was a nice movie. It still, as I said, holds up nicely.
And it was a huge box office hit.
Yep.
But again, with the way the business is, would that movie be a huge hit now in 2015? Probably not, because the people who go to the movies and the taste and what they see has changed dramatically. Oh.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an FD. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Chucker, it is your your privilege and our pleasure to have you bring us movie news, pal.
It's an interesting story, Doug. Jennifer Aniston signing on to co-star alongside the actor Robert De Niro in a drama called The Comedian. In the film, De Niro's going to play Don Rickles-like insult comic who strikes up a strong friendship with the Aniston character. De Niro reportedly, from what I read, has been trying to get this project launched for years. They call it what they call a passion project. He's very fond of the material, wanted to play this role. Finally going to materialize and should start filming sometime later this year. I actually like the concept of that movie, him playing an insult comic like Don Rickles. Other news, it was announced Denzel Washington will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's Golden Globe Awards. Washington, who I believe is 61 years old, still has a long career ahead of him, but a good recipient because he really is one of the top 10 best actors working in movies today.
Yeah. All right. On this day, 1995, GoldenEye, the first Pierce Brosnan Bond film, came out. That was a pretty good flick, I think, Chuck. Don't you think?
Yep. Yeah, I liked him as Bond, too.
Also, The American President with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening and Martin Sheen. That was a great movie. Michael J. Fox was in it as well. Yeah, two good movies going back to this date, 1995. Na-na-na-na, Richie. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.